to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Panduka.
Yeah.
We've got a fucking pandemic here, bro.
What's the pandemic, bro?
Why don't black girls drink beer? Why don't you guys drink beer, man? Anybody got John?
Bri beer.
Aye.
Hmm?
What's this fakeness all about?
Hmm? But I let you hang it. My pussy are cold. I'm full pussy face. What?
Hey, Londi, why did you drink beer?
Well, guys, first of all, beer, my daughter. Angifundiswanga nje ekhaya ukuthi mina ngiphuza ubhiya ngisho umqombothi bengawuphuzi. So I'm not going to start now and drink, what is it?
Striped Horse.
Exactly.
Best beer in town.
Exactly.
No
BS. I'm not going to start now, no.
Umqombothi wakho wenza?
Yes, I believe so.
How do you make that stuff?
Wow, it takes days. Yeah. I normally make it with my mom, so angifuna ukubhedela amasemazulu angasik. Yeah, niyazi kuthenga umthombo impupho guys, niyazi so hlanganisa.
So you buy what?
Impupho umthombo.
Uh-huh.
Inenya nje faka because uqala uyenza ibe umncindo.
Yeah.
There's something called umncindo, then you let that sit in and then you soak out those seeds.
Okay.
And then you put it back in the bucket and then you cover it up with a net and then it stays for another 2 days and the bubbles come. Good thing, guys.
Wow, man.
Well, you're definitely like familiar with it. Yeah. She's on the money.
So am I right in saying you are one of the biggest baddies in SA? Is that a correct way of saying
that
it?
That is hectic.
Hey? Would you say that's a correct way of saying it?
I think so.
Nah.
Hmm.
But what is a baddie? What's the difference between like a baddie and a city girl and a...
Right? And there's a lot of things now. Mm. There's city girls, there's baddies.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I was just a big booty hun.
Ah.
You still are.
That's all I knew back then when I used to post like very provocative pictures on the gram.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was then. But now there's baddies, there's city girls. I'm a city mom now.
City mom.
So yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I don't have a question for you, man. I just wanted to see you live.
Ah!
And you should live up to expectations. I know, right?
Can I leave?
Because he's so beautiful, man. Oh, you're gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Londi London!
Yeah.
Your real name? What's your real name?
Londi was Phokuhle Zulu.
So where does the London come from?
From school, actually. It was given to me by some people I went to school with in Witbank. So they were like, okay, actually people from the area I was staying in Witbank, they were like, oh, yeah, but Tulondi, muhlangatsa rasiwa la, ngathi wase London. So Tulondi was in London. So I heard Witbank bizang wo London. So I was like, and there was Facebook back then. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to call myself London.
Oh, beautiful. I
That's
like
where
that.
It started. So from then, I've been Londi London.
When were you introduced to Londi London, so?
Insta.
Ah.
Days of Insta. Big booty hand on Insta. Those days.
Yeah. And he likes booty, big booty hands.
Yeah, it's my weakness.
First image you saw of me? Can you still remember?
I can't remember, but you, because you supposed there were so many. I can't remember. But yeah, that my weakness. Booty, follow.
Hmm.
I've simmered down now, you know. I've grown now, but
you have a woman.
Back then, I do.
Big booty.
Big booty?
Yeah.
Not that I would know.
Big booty?
I've heard.
No.
No. I'm looking.
That's it. Let's be honest. No. I know niggas are looking. Let's be honest, right?
Okay.
If a woman has a big booty, everyone knows. Your friends know. Oh, everyone knows. So, yeah. And I don't have a problem with it. You know, if it in
so
conversation
she's a big
like
booty.
This. Yeah.
Love it.
All my women have
love
only
it
had
you.
Big booty.
Love it.
All of them.
Mac G, big booty?
Yeah, she's high, man.
She does.
No wonder Mac rejected 2 times.
3 times.
3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with, you know, saying my woman has a beautiful body.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thing, yes. You don't have to have a big booty to have a beautiful body.
So listen, I was doing research about you today, man. I was doing research about you today.
Okay.
And I saw like, geez, the tabloids are mean, eh?
Yeah,
towards you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, why is that? What do you think is the fascination?
I don't know. It's just to attract the readers, I guess. Mm. But it's not like they hate me. They love me.
Yeah.
I know.
So I want to go through some of the headlines and then you must tell them if they're true. You must tell us if it's true or not.
Okay, love it.
All right, cool. Let's go. First one.
Of something.
Yeah. It says you were dating one of the bosses at Ambitious.
Who is one of the bosses? I've never dated anyone from Ambitious. I'm not dating Ambitious.
Yeah.
Even the boss. I believe there's one boss.
Yeah, Jose. Yeah, yeah,
I've never dated Jose.
And he's the one who found you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my music career took off when Ambitious signed me, yes.
And what I like about you is that most artists that come from Ambitious have nothing good to say, you know? Mm-hmm. But you're one of the artists that had nothing bad to say. Like, it was pretty cool what you said about Ambitious through and throughout, ne? What was your contract like at Ambitious?
Yo, I'm not going to say because abanye bazola, but I'm sure mine was different.
No, everybody negotiated their own contract.
Exactly.
So it's not your fault. So you can tell us.
No, guys, but I'm very right. I got a letter, I'm saying Puma. So I'm right. I'm fine. Mm. Yeah.
Why did you leave, though?
Because I needed to grow. Plus, I just found out that I'm pregnant and I was staying in Durban. So I thought, okay, maybe it's not going to work out. Let me just deal with one situation at a time and then see maybe after the baby's born if I still want to continue.
How many kids you got?
Two.
Oh, two. Boy, girl?
Boy and a girl.
Oh, you're fortunate. You're so lucky, man.
You've got two boys, right?
No. Boy and a girl as well.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. Boy and a girl, man. So now, how was it like at Ambitious in terms of working with...
I've got a girl. It's cool.
Okay, when you're Ambitious, who was there? Who was there at the time when you were Ambitious?
Yo, the big guns. Java, MT, CC, La Sauce was there. Gigi LaMaine was also there. It was a lot of us.
Aries.
City Lights. No, Aries was not there.
Koopa was gone already. Fifi.
Yeah. She was gone. Who else? Black Diamond.
Woo!
Yeah.
Was it nice? Who did you enjoy working with, though?
Everyone. Black Diamond, the most.
Yeah.
They were like my brothers. I used to record at their place every day, almost every day.
Yeah. So, I heard they make all the beats for Ambitious. Well, they used to.
How was? I wouldn't know. I just know my songs.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for all the sessions, so hey.
What is the biggest song you had in Ambitious?
He goes.
Oh yeah, that was massive.
First song, right?
Yes, first single.
Produced by Black Diamond.
Black Diamond, of course.
So they do produce.
There's nothing
wrong with them being like in-house producers.
Yes,
there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to the next headline. Husband Tlubi impregnated side chick. True or false?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. Any side chick that was pregnant at the time when we were together, so no.
Mm. But did he have side chicks though?
None that I know of. I just know that he had people after the relationship ended. So people didn't really know that our relationship ended way before I publicized everything. So people would think that he's cheating on me. Even when that headline came out, we were already done.
Some people say, like, when you date a guy who's, you know, moneyed, there is no way she's got all those resources and he's sticking to other women.
Hey, you want to ask Kulmel?
So you wholeheartedly believe he was just seeing you only?
He could have been cheating, but mina ngazing imbamb. Well, he was doing it well at the time, I guess.
Yeah, he must be good because you know niggas, they're terrible at cheating.
Yeah, he was terrible after the relationship.
But how did you know that he was cheating after?
Because he was snapping girls, different girls.
Oh, that's sloppy.
That's not cheating.
Everyone saw that.
That's not cheating. That's just being erased on Instagram.
Yeah. Because he wasn't in a serious relationship at the time, I guess, because numbers included in that. So he was free to do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
He was a free man.
Man, I'm confused with this timeline. So the timeline is you meet Tlubi, your ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
And then after you guys get married, he starts cheating. That's what you're saying.
We met, had a relationship for almost a year. We broke up. He dated someone else. Then we got back together again, had a child. Then we got engaged. Then we broke up while I was pregnant. Then he started dating other people. Don't use the cheating.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And during this time, you were faithful to him?
Yes.
So you never cheated on him?
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay, do you believe that song?
I think it's messing with the signal. Nah, that she didn't cheat.
Yeah.
She seems like a solid girl, man.
I'm a relationship
like she really
guy. I'm a relationship
good girl,
guy.
You know, sophisticated now. Those are good to have. Not girls from the burbs. So I believe that.
But you're hosting at some point, right? You must get tempted. You know when you're hosting, you get to meet a lot of guys.
Yes,
yeah, sometimes they buy you bottles and then you leave and you go home. Especially if you have a driver and a manager with you. There's no way that you're going to go home with random guys.
So if I come to you, I'm a baller at the club. What are you looking at?
He was pointing at something.
What are you pointing at?
Oh.
Oh, the plug?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you wanted to buy a bottle or something.
No, so he was like two. He was like two, and then he put it down like this, like Ace. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I got distracted. I'm like, yes. You the guy.
So I'm a baller, right?
Mm-hmm.
I come to you, I meet you at the club.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lundy. Here's a bottle of spades, whatever you drink, ne?
Right.
In
first
my
of all,
head,
how are you even talking to me?
Because we're in the same section, are we not?
Okay.
Yeah?
Right.
Now, my thought, once I buy you that, you're coming home with me.
Oh.
Isn't that how it works?
No.
I've heard that's how it works, yeah. That's the silent
okay, that's
contract.
Never happened to me.
So what? In your case, what happens? Like, do you tell the guys?
We get riders, guys. We already have alcohol.
No, but I bought you.
So it's up to you if you want to take the alcohol or not. But sometimes you just get a bottle that comes with the lights. Like, shh, it's for Lundy. And then you're like, ooh, okay. And then someone from the table just grabs it or opens it. Or we take it home. It just depends.
Yeah.
But we don't know who it's from. And then someone would normally come like, hey. It's from Kagiso. It's like, okay, but Tubalo, no, can you have your number? No.
Oh.
That's the chat. So.
And there's never any funny business when you say, no, you can't have my number.
No. You both with gods now.
Nah. Straight up. Okay, cool. So now, why did you guys get divorced?
Guys, we didn't get divorced. We just separated. It wasn't like a formal marriage. Manju, it's a sainide. It was just a malobot. So that needs a family meeting and it's done. So when did we break up? Jeez, I've been trying to forget this so badly.
Yeah. But it's part of your life though. I mean, you know.
Yeah. But it happened while I was pregnant. And then we tried again, I think, just after I gave birth. And then I was like, it was literally like a day. And I was like, this is not going to work. So it was around April. Yeah.
Your birthday, yeah, yeah.
No, before my birthday, because I left Durban towards the end of March.
Yeah. Mm.
Exactly.
Mm,
so, yeah, we broke up. Is it 2 years ago now? 1 year ago?
No, it's about a year and a half.
A year and a half, yeah.
Mm.
April 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the last straw, though? Because I mean, I'm putting myself in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm married to a rich nigga, ain't no way I'm leaving, man. It's got to be really, really bad for me to leave.
It was really, really bad.
You know what I'm saying?
It was really, really bad. It was really, really bad. I guess we just didn't want the same things. And personally, towards me, he was just a horrible person. So for me, the situation got really bad. We didn't agree on anything. And he just had no love for the kids even. Oh, so for me, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I know. That's
so I'm a family hun. So if you don't... So I was like, no, this is really not going to work. Like, you live with your child, but your child doesn't know you.
Yeah.
Like, your child runs away from you. Like, it doesn't make sense for me. Like, you know? So it's that type of stuff. And you have no plans of getting married, but we're staying together.
We're engaged.
And the Kaya Babuza, okay, what's the next step? And you're like, if we do it in 5 years or 4 years, what's the difference? And I'm like, well, there is a difference. We are in peace. So for me, it's like I've never had kids. I was a baddie through and through until I had my first child with him. And now I'm on my second baby. So you can just imagine the stress I was going through. And I'm like, okay, ulobole, like almost 2 years ago, okay, it was a year and a half ago sure. at that time. And I'm like, okay, surely you're supposed to like take the next step now, you know? So I'm like, okay, like, kwenzakala ngale relationship le. And then obviously if you're going to like respond to me in a funny way or whatever, it's like now I'm forcing you to do something that you don't want. So this only means that I should leave so that you can be yourself. So I just walked away.
So when did you now like realize that he doesn't have love for the kids? After the first kid or the second one? Because one is thinking, then why have two?
After the first one, because I left while I was pregnant, right? Because, well, the second baby was a surprise. I had already left. And then when I was home, I started getting sick. Then I found out that I was pregnant.
Jeez.
Then I tried to go back. Because I'm like, okay, now we got two kids. Let's fix this.
We gotta make it work.
Never works, eh?
Never works. Never works.
Making it work for the kids.
Yeah, no. Because I was never gonna get an abortion. Oh, no.
And what about these rumors that the last born child's DNA didn't match the husband?
There was no DNA, Sana. It was all just a publicity stunt. The first child, Eyakahluphi, the second child, Eyakahluphi. So it's twin guys, like, he knows that.
What do you mean by it was a publicity stunt, the DNA?
I think he pulled the publicity stunt. I don't know if he was chatting to the blogs. There was something off about that whole thing.
Yeah.
But we don't talk, so I don't even know what happened. I just saw the thing on social media. I'm like, oh, okay, wow.
So he would go to the blogs?
Buzanian.
That's crazy.
That's wild, man.
Why would anyone do that?
I mean, yeah, it's to trust your baby mom. Yeah, because she's the mother.
They had a response from him. So clearly they spoke. Because he was like, the child that I don't follow is not mine. I'm like, where are they getting that from?
Yeah.
And then he unfollowed one of the kids' accounts on Instagram. And I'm like,
a kid.
Oh, no.
How hectic. And then after 2 weeks, he followed the kid again. I'm like, you, mother.
Yeah. So according to him, who's the daddy then?
He knows he's the dad. He knows he's the dad. There's no other dad. I wish he wasn't the dad.
Ah, don't say that. Come on, man. That child was made out of love during lockdown. Come on.
Hey.
Hey, Piga.
So if I understand you correctly, okay, you were willing to overlook the infidelity shop, whatever, okay, he's doing his life. It's when it comes to the kids, that's when you're like, no, this is no for
me. Yeah, that was a big one for me. I was like, yo, it's my second pregnancy. I need to do things right, you know? Like, mom, why did you stay? Because you're so unhappy, you know? Yeah. That type of stuff.
Did he ever lay a hand on you?
No.
Are you sure? Why are you looking at Khadi?
No, because she's like...
Oh, she lays hands on
you. She's also like surprised at the question. Khadi, yeah, she's the one.
Khadi's the PR lady.
Khadi's the PR lady.
No, that question took me by surprise.
Why?
Yeah, no. No.
So you'd never do anything of that sort?
No. Yeah. It was just like emotional stuff, you know, but it was never like physical, no.
But I always feel like emotional stuff, you can sit around and get over those things, you know, because no one's perfect, especially in a relationship.
That's the worst, especially when you're pregnant.
Oh yeah, you're going through the most, yeah. Emotions.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I literally like went through to the emergency room and all of that stuff because I couldn't deal.
Yeah.
Like it was bad.
Yeah.
Was there financial abuse? You know how like some rich niggas would deprive you of what they used to give you before as a power play?
There was. Because at some point I felt like he didn't want me to work or do my own thing because there was that power play that you're talking about.
Mm.
So I'd literally like sit at home, do nothing.
So
the control was hectic. And I never wanted to be a housewife.
Mm.
I know real housewives, but yeah, the housewives actually work.
Why do you think niggas do that, bro?
Well, obviously, don't want you to work. Provide you with everything, and then the woman is 100% dependent on him.
Mm.
And then when he stops, closes the taps, obviously she'll jump when he says how high.
Mm. But what about building together, though?
Nah, I don't think he was about that.
But you see, you found the nigga with the money, so it's very difficult to build with a nigga.
Yeah, it's tough, because you're always reminded, this is my house.
Yeah.
This is my,
it's my car.
The entire time. So, yeah.
Shit, what happened with the cars? Did you take them back after you guys separated?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a car.
I can never understand that.
Because yeah, you got to drive the kids to school. You know what I mean? So they're no longer your cars, but the kids' cars.
Well, he wanted to control where I take the car even.
Whoa.
It was hectic.
Do you sometimes wish you had built with the nigga? Like you didn't meet a rich nigga already?
No.
Woo! LV, is that you speaking? Not the vendor.
I didn't know. Wong
Pendulela. Yes, I'm talking to Lon the vendor.
No, let's be honest, dog. It's too much work.
No,
bro.
But after you know you've experienced like rich niggas and the bullshit they come with because of
you
that.
You definitely want to build.
Okay, that's a good question.
In hindsight.
You definitely want to build. You don't want to,
Nizuila ngit.
So right now, if a nigga approaches you, like, whether he's rich or not, it doesn't
matter. I have a nigga.
Oh!
Right now.
Oh, damn! Damn!
Did you not check my gram?
Oh, you saw that big machine in your gram.
I'm a man, tall, dark, handsome.
Damn, okay, we'll get to you, man. Still at Subi, eh?
Scrum Jillian.
So when he takes the cars back and whatever, what do you do after that? What does Londi's life look like? Because the house is gone, the cars are gone.
The first thing I did, okay, I used my dad's car. I used the family cars. And then I went and rented out a car.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I did. Because I was like, you know what, Londi, you need to buy a car.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. Your thing isn't a zinga, you know. There's no way. So I went out and rented a car until I could buy one.
And then is this the time you move back in with your mom now?
Yes, okay. I was staying at home in Witbank.
Wow.
I had to be grounded.
Beautiful though,
it's yeah,
beautiful
it was. It was the best time. It was the best time. I stayed for almost a year, Ekai.
Wow.
I recently just moved back to Joburg.
Wow, beautiful, man. But weren't there pressures from like social media?
Yes.
Because, you know, you
they needed Instagram. A comeback. Yeah. They were like, you need to come back. You need a strong comeback. You need to get your own house. You need to get your own cars. But I was like, you know what? Close off the noise. Just focus on self for now. Because it was hectic. Because people don't realize when you're actually living this thing. It had nothing to do with the tabloids. That was just like 20% of what was going on. It was bad. My parents were fighting. It was like an everyday thing. It was tiring.
Are you still posting at this time when you're back home? Are you still posting on IG and stuff?
I'm not sure. Was I?
Pregnant.
Oh yeah, I was.
And stuff, no?
You know,
and then when,
gotta post for the gram.
When people see you in Witbank, what were they saying? Were they like, "Ah, Willie Londi, what happened?"
Yeah, that.
I think some people did say that. Yeah, they did. But like, some people were happy because then I did a festival in Witbank because I love working so much. I was like, you know what? Since I'm here, let me do something for the people. So I did Evolve Festival, which was a success. And yeah, man, I was so proud of myself. That's when I got the energy to be like, you know what, Londi, you can step back out to the world. It's actually making me emotional.
And the friends, we were all the friends.
Hi! My makeup.
Where were the friends during the time?
Which one?
The ones you were hosting with. And
Khadi was there.
Just Khadi. I mean, she's working for you, so she's got to be there.
I'm not a friendship hun, you know that much. Yeah. Why is she in it? First of all, you need to have friends that you go out with just for hosting.
Yeah.
You don't call them for serious stuff.
Oh, okay. You only call,
guys, I'm back. Let's go out. Yay.
So you know the fake back. Friends.
Yes.
Yay. Wow.
You always need to have those ones.
Oh, okay. That's true. That's true, though.
Yeah, as long as you know, and because sometimes a lot of people mistake fake friends for real friends.
Yeah. Sure. But what I love about your story is that you took the leap to go back home because so many celebrities will never ever do that.
They will do anything.
And it's okay to fall, guys. It's okay.
Embrace it.
So was that a hard decision for you? Did you have to think twice about it? Was like
I left the house in Durban and went straight home. I called my parents. I'm like, I'm coming home. I didn't tell them what happened. Nothing. Yeah. I just packed my bags, took my kid, took the nanny, went home. Of course, the nanny had to come with me. So yeah, she's been with me like throughout.
Must be a big house there in Witbank. So many people. The kids, the nanny.
Yeah. Aslupegi.
Siblings. Soft guy.
Aslupegi.
So when last did you speak to your ex-husband?
I hate it when you say husband.
I can't remember.
X-Men. Yes. Yes.
The marvel of words. Beautiful.
Yeah, you're X-Men. X-Men. Yeah.
Can't remember. Must have been a fight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've never had a decent chat.
Yeah.
Ever since.
Yeah.
So.
It's over, yeah. Yeah. So what do you think when you see tabloids and blogs saying that he's now dating, who's the chick he's dating now?
Mahu,
yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Nah.
I want him to date. I want him to love someone. I want him to be busy, man. Mm. You know, like, I'm happy for them. I hope he treats her right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, she's right, man. She was at the Champions League final.
Yeah.
Where?
Champions League final.
In Turkey.
Yeah.
It's a football.
Oh. Massive. Oh, yeah. Champions. Football. Oh, I went there with him once.
Oh, you went with him once? Oh, is that like
he
his
thing?
He
does the same
thing. Yeah. Champions.
Yeah, with Beyonce, the Champions League, same thing.
Oh, he uses the same formula.
I just hope he's leveling up. Come on. He needs to do better. I was disappointed. I'm like, come on. Come on. Do better this time.
How was the Champions League final?
Amazing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Incredible, right?
I love football. So yeah. I always used to be like excited.
Which game did you watch?
Tottenham with with
Tottenham lost.
Spain.
Chelsea.
Real Madrid, wasn't it?
No.
Real Madrid. Barcelona. No. Who?
No.
No, man. It wasn't to Chelsea. It wasn't to
Man City.
No.
In Madrid.
Yeah, it was
City.
Madrid.
Not the final.
It was Spurs against
semis.
Liverpool.
No.
And all English.
Hey, let me Google it.
In Spain.
I remember
Madrid.
I remember because they lost, yes.
It was Liverpool, bro.
Tottenham
Champions League final.
It's Liverpool, bro.
2019, yes.
Yes, it was 2019. Was it Liverpool, ne?
It was Liverpool because we had
Liverpool.
Spurs were like hectic, but yeah.
And then Beyonce, what kind of tickets are you getting for Beyonce?
We went for 2 days in a row.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah,
I won't lie.
Like, are you at the back or in the front?
No, in the front.
Damn, man.
The other nights we were like up there, but it was still VIP. Then the second night we were like down there, close.
But you never got to meet her.
No, never.
Jeez, how much money does this guy have?
Dude, crazy.
Can't be a lot.
He just built a house now in Joburg.
Oh, yeah, that was dark down there.
Oh. Hey. I don't know, he just posted, just saw it like 2 days ago. So who's got more money, the new man or the old one?
Huh? Jesus.
According to you. Jesus.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Jesus. Fans.
Who's a better lover? That's the question.
Yes. Give it to us.
Thank you.
Okay, next headline. Londy London was apparently dating Sbatle Mpisane's ex. True or false?
Sbatle Mpisane? Who by ex?
Who's the ex?
I know there's Kune. I know there's Kune as
which
one of the
ex?
Exes.
Which ex did I?
Which
no,
ex
I, do I do not recall. Oh, my current guy. No. I don't think they ever dated. Okay, that's the information I got from Sbatle and my man. Thank you.
How do you meet this new man, man? Tell us more about him, man. Jeez. Yeah.
He was texting and calling. I'm like, who is this? I'm about to block you.
At what way are you in your life right now when he's doing this?
This was when I was trying to make my move back to Joburg.
Gotcha. Mm.
Yeah. So I was like busy in Joburg. So he was like, hey, I saw you at the All Whites thing. So he was trying to get people to like let me know that he's trying to meet me. So I was like, nah, I don't know you. So yeah. That's that cut. And then, when was it that I agreed? We eventually had a chat. Ngabasoft kancane, then I agreed to like a dinner date. Yes, and I agreed to like a dinner date. Then I saw him. I was like, ooh.
Okay.
It was love at first sight. So I was like,
So before this date, you've never met him? You've never seen him?
Never, ever, ever.
So it's like a blind date?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
It was.
Those still exist.
Mm. He had a nice voice over the phone. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Someone I took us. I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, who is this? So yeah. And I was thirsty at the time. You can imagine.
Of course, man. Of course.
In a dry season.
Yeah.
And to just see a good-looking man at that time, I was like, woo! Look at you.
One lucky fucker.
What is this
look? One lucky fucker.
Motherfucker.
And then you guys kick it off after the date, yeah?
Yeah, we did. We kicked it off the first date.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? Did it make you laugh?
He did.
Take us back to the
first. It was like, I met him like before.
Mm.
We just had like deep conversation. He already wants, okay.
London, you have deep conversations.
Yeah, I do.
About what?
What do you mean? Do you know me?
Yeah.
Do you know me?
What's the last deep thing you spoke about?
What, with my man?
No, in general, like, if you're a very
this,
deep person.
This podcast, you're busy talking about my ex. Like, this
that's
is
not deep.
Is it not?
No. Like, let's, you and I's first dates, deep conversation.
Yeah, like, what are your plans for the kids? That type of stuff. That's
not deep.
Deep.
That's just general.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Guys don't care about your kids. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. True.
They do not care. No one wants to be a stepdad.
Yeah, true.
So he was, like, coming through. He was sincere. He was like, I know your situation. I've seen this and this and that, but I'm not coming through with that angle.
Mm.
I've been wanting you since like 2018, 2019, before you even had kids. So I'm just trying to get to know you as a person. So I was like, wow, that's refreshing. Because everyone is just like, because when I announced that I'm single, everyone was like, yeah, we're trying to smash.
Yes.
Woo, who was in your DMs? Up. Woo.
Who was in your DMs? Prince KB?
No way.
You know he loves big booty.
No, he just wanted a recording session.
Yeah, boy. No.
For real, he just wanted you on the mic.
I do not recall getting a DM from Prince KB, no.
Who did you get DMs from?
Bang Saba Pela Bafana, I mean.
Yeah, when it was a big
soon, I mean.
Yeah, it was a big
win.
So do you guys date straight after that? After the date?
Not really.
Mm.
It was hard dating or even trying to date because I couldn't meet up with him at like restaurants
sure.
or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want, you know,
paparazzi, yeah, whatever.
You know, let's just relax for now. So I had to meet him at like his place. My restaurant. He would sit at another table. I would sit. It was hectic.
Oh, what?
Why would you do that?
He was like, I'm tired. After a month, he was like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
It's either you in or you out. So I was like, okay, you out. And then I cried about it. Then I went back. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's date.
And how long until you busted open for him?
No, lay private.
Come on.
I think after that night, after the restaurant where they looked across each other, maybe that night.
Yeah, because like, she was very thirsty.
Yeah.
Good looking man. Attraction right there and then.
And then now with the car, did he buy you that car? What's going on with the new car?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Bought me an X5.
Beautiful, beautiful car. We saw it outside.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all my name.
It's in your name.
Oh! Wait. It's in your name as in if he pays the installments, it's in your name or it's cash? Because it being in your name, Marakpatali installment.
It's my car.
Is the Taz in your name as well?
I don't have a Taz. I'm looking for a Taz. I want to buy a Taz. And a sunroofy. No, my lights. I'm actually looking for a Taz.
For real?
One for 60K. We're actually looking for a Taz. It's hectic. Because I want to drive a Taz.
That's dope, man.
I want to drive it for real.
Yeah.
So we're good. We're happy with this guy. And we like him.
Yeah, we're happy. We love him.
And the kids, they've met him. They like him too.
Yes, they love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we getting married again?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
You're not afraid to get hurt. You're not afraid to get hurt again.
No, you're strong, man. If I am still fine like this after what I went through, chef, I can do it 5 more times.
Is this one, though, certain with the date and stuff? Because remember the other one was like, maybe even 5
years.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
He wasn't decisive. Yeah, no. I think with this one, we're on the same page.
Why are you so, obsessed with marriage? Like,
I'm not obsessed. I'm a relationship hun. So either way, a relationship may be pretty lame shot doing. Because I grew up in Abazal Bami, Solo King Abe in Ghana, they've always been married together. And imagine my mom now 58, my dad is 60. So.
And they met when they were 18.
That's all I know.
They met when they were 18. Yeah.
My mom has never had another boyfriend except my dad. So that's all I know. So I want that for myself as well.
So you've always been a relationship hun, because back 2017 with Instagram and the booty, I was like, she does not want a relationship.
Well, I was young, living my life, you know.
When did you start dating? What age did you start dating?
Okay, my sister's actually forced me to date at grade 7. I ran away from the boyfriend. It was a setup.
Yeah.
And then I tried again grade 9.
Grade 9, okay.
That was my first boyfriend. Yeah.
Is he the one that breaks our virginity?
No, he's not. He did not break my virginity. He didn't even see it.
Damn. That's great. Jeez. What's the point then?
He didn't even see it.
So that doesn't count.
We used to kill for like 2 hours.
That doesn't count. We're talking about the one that counts. How old were you?
We've all had those.
Grade 7. He's like, the day to kiss and then write a letter. Not those.
Okay, then it's grade 11 then.
Grade 11.
I think that was also quick. I wouldn't want that for my kids. For my 21, at least, you know what's going on.
So you didn't know what was going on then?
I thought I knew.
We all did, man. We all thought we knew.
Us much later. So we're experienced from...
How old were you?
I was like second year. Varsity.
How was it?
I caught up, though, with everyone in the world. Leading the race. Yeah, I'm still running. He's still running every day I'm catching up. Every day I'm still catching up. I was catching up before I came here. I was still catching up.
Hey, I had to lie about when I broke my virginity.
Nah, I never lie.
I had to lie, man. The whole crew, everybody had broke it.
Oh, yeah. For guys, it's hectic.
Yeah, it was hectic. So it was the last one.
When was it for you?
The real one or the lie one?
The real one.
The real one was after matric. After my trick, when I started YFM, this color.
And then you lied?
I lied in my trick. We're at a Busta Rhymes. We're going to a Busta Rhymes concert.
Mm-hmm.
So all my friends came to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent like 20 minutes in my room with this girl. Nothing happened. And I came out and I'm like, shy, boy.
Are you trying to go to?
Did she agree? now or never. I was like, no.
They're like, how was it? Ah, it's nice, dog. It's nice.
Oh, no, guys. You've had it rough.
Next rumor. Rumor has it that Londy London was exiled from Real Housewives of Durban due to a divorce from her millionaire husband.
Not exile.
Nkosi. Yeah.
Not exile.
Well, that's what these blogs say.
No, I was not staying in Durban at the time when they were shooting season 3. So that's why I was there for like 3 episodes.
Okay.
Because I couldn't be on the show full time. So,
yeah. How was Real Housewives, man? Is that like...
I love it.
Would you say that made your career and your brand like put it on another level?
I believe so. Because then people got to like know me as a person, like my personality, how I am, like besides the music and stuff. Because I know people are always hectic with the music. So, yeah, I feel like I was comfortable with reality. I think I really thrived in that area because I was more myself.
Sure.
Because with music, like people just, they don't know who you are. They just listen to what you give them.
100%.
You know? And then they judge you. They're like, oh, she thinks she can sing because she's got a big booty.
Yeah, you know?
But with Housewives, you can just be there and tell people your story and then people can connect with you, not with what you look like.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about reality TV. So, yeah.
We had some reality TV stars last week and they were saying that, it's crazy. So they were saying that they shoot, right? And the hours are crazy. So you could do, me and you could go to a restaurant and we shoot a scene for 3 hours. And then the part where me and you are like have an altercation.
2 minutes.
That's 2 5-minute. That's what they put out.
So you get there, nyalo.
No.
But even though you fought an hour later.
Yeah.
No, all we get to see is you guys getting there and fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's no
the
context.
Edits are hectic.
The edits are hectic.
The edits are hectic. Crazy. I won't lie.
Did they ever do that to you, like where they edited
you? Yeah, we'd spend like hours in a scene. Even the scene with Usane. It started like before where she like was aggressive towards me. That's why I pointed at her like, I'm not going to talk about my business in front of her. Because when I got there, she was like, oh, now Ukonala, you know, but that was not on TV. We only know about that. So a lot happened. Then she cried after the scene. So people don't see all of that stuff. Mm. So it's just like.
Do you guys get paid to be on Real Housewives?
Yes.
Okay. And the bag is good.
Depends who you are.
Oh, shit. Okay. I see you. I mean, would you do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
And you left because you had to move from Durban, nah?
Yeah, and there were also some complications here and there.
Ah, London. What complications now? Even voice like Kang. You didn't get the...
No, it had nothing to do with that. But Sinjay, I don't know the truth, but it felt like someone, there was a voice there at the back that was paid for me to not be there.
What? Are you hearing that? So? So someone paid for you not to be on the show?
Wow.
It seemed that way because everyone was so confused. Like,
how's that even possible? How do you pay?
You're supposed to be here for 6 episodes, but now we can only do because this, you know, it was hectic. So, yeah.
Is it one of those things where you pissed off someone at the top or like, it makes no sense?
I just think it had to do with my relationship in her life. Yeah.
If that's one thing coming out that he had been doing, maybe. Maybe it's not someone within, it's someone in her.
Yeah,
life.
We can always speculate. I don't know. I'm not sure, but it was very funny. It was, yeah.
So if that didn't happen, you were still going to be a part of the show.
Of course.
And then they paid for you to get offered. That's wild, man. How big was that bag, bro?
Nuts, because that show makes lots of money.
Yeah.
And she's content, you know?
You know what I mean?
And sacrifice content.
You were one of the stars, right?
Yeah, I watched it for you, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do with the money.
Do you regret doing it?
The show?
Mm.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Like I said, I'd do it again. Now, mind you, let's go.
I'm waiting for Real Housewives of the Venda, man. When is that going to
be? Oh, my God. So food and my subtitles is failing. How many people know Venda in South Africa?
Who was your least...
Final was hectic enough. Yo!
Who was your least favorite cast member there?
Oh. I loved everyone.
Ah, come on, don't give us that.
Who was it, Fed? My least favorite.
Two or three. Either or.
Oh. Three, Usane, obviously, but she wasn't main cast, so she doesn't count.
What was her beef with you, Usane?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She just wanted clout from the show. She wanted to trend. I understand. It's a show.
She's a housewife as well.
She must.
Yeah? She's a housewife.
No.
Friend.
She's like B-cast.
Okay. B-cast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. She had to do what she had to do, but I guess it was just her. Everybody else, no, I was cool with everyone.
What's happening, Chris? What are you doing, Simpiwe?
Kuning.
He just wants to see your booty.
Not from under the chair.
You're not going to see anything under the chair.
I want to play a game with you, ne?
Okay.
It's called When Last, ne?
Yo.
Yeah, I stole this from DJ Fresh.
Oh, he played it with you.
Yeah, I like it. When last were you broke?
Yo. I was broke when I went back home.
And I know brokenness is relative. Like, what kind of brokenness are we talking about?
I was broke. It was bad. Like, because obviously I was living off the guy.
Of course, yeah.
So when I went back home, it's like I had to give back the cards, all of that. So I literally had to start from scratch. Like, I had nothing. I was just starting with the influencing thing on social media. So I had to wait for like 2 payments from humans just to...
Yeah.
But 45 days, Asana.
Oh, yes. You know humans and brands. Yeah. And you need it now, bro. You got to eat now, not in 45 days.
So this is broke.
Yo, bengi broke, Asana.
Damn.
Bengi broke, Asana. Bengi broke. Yeah.
Yo, man, speaking about niggas with money.
Kabangu proko peti LV peg, but I don't make spangas.
Bro, speaking about niggas with money, you know these niggas are fucking up the game, bro.
What, the money niggas?
The dating scene.
How
it's
so?
Wild right now, bro. I was chatting to some cousins of mine, right? They like young guys. They're, so they're like in varsity, whatever. Yeah. And they're saying it's so hard for them to date because every single girl that they meet, whether it's a girl in varsity or even in high school, they just want money, bro.
True. My brothers are going through the same thing.
Are you for real?
Kid you not. Like, they don't know who to date, bro. There's no one.
It's bad. You need the money.
And those are the girls who are following you guys and everybody on Instagram and they yeah. think, what your shows and think that's reality for every nigga.
It's not really about the money, okay? I am not. I just happened to, like, get into a relationship.
If you're not, then how come you never dated
upon. When last did you date a nigga with money?
Exactly.
Next one, last question.
It depends.
When last did you date a nigga with money?
Of course, I'm not going to date.
It was grade 7.
Come on, guys. The thing is like age.
You see, it's unfair for you to say,
I wouldn't date a guy younger than me, so I wouldn't date a guy or any male than me, no male. It's like age. I wouldn't date a guy. So, magic male ube nge age. Now, I'm 7. Window at the pay. You need to lead. How are you going to lead?
What if I'm broke but I'm famous?
I don't like famous men.
Ah, okay.
Nope.
So how much does a guy have to be earning right now to date you? Say you were single.
Guys, I'm already dating. Guys are never honest about how much they earn. They're never honest. So you never know.
Hey, but these rich niggas are fucking shit up, dog. This other kid comes to me. He was in an 8-year relationship with these women. And then in comes Edwin Sorti. Now she's gone. Gone.
Where did Edwin meet the girl now?
You know these, the streets, dog. Come
That's
on,
the
dog.
Thing. You must find a London when she's still in Woodbank. Once she's on Instagram showing booty, forget it. And that's a problem. Niggas want to go for the girls on Instagram showing booty. Those girls will never give you a decent relationship.
Yeah, but this nigga, he started dating this girl 8 years ago. So she is a London in Woodbank. Nobody knows her. He wanted to buy a house. They wanted to get married. Here comes Edwin Sorti. How are you going to compete with Edwin, bro?
Edwin Sorti. There's a raider. And
are
Edwin Sorti, there's a raider.
Facts. That's how he introduces himself. He's like, hey, I'm the guy who dated a girl for 8 years and Edwin.
And I shot this celebrity in Tina. And this one is Tina. And this one is Tina.
This is happening, bro. It, yeah. It's happening, man. These rich niggas.
Problem, eh?
Sana.
Problem.
And here's another thing, is that there's only so many rich people or rich niggas.
Yeah, so they're probably going to date like with my 8 girls at one go. Because it demands needing for them.
You understand what I'm saying?
They need to shop for these hands. You can imagine, it's hectic.
It's hectic, bro.
Now, Papa, there's stress. So for now, 4 hands. I need shoes.
Did Edwin ever hit on you?
No.
Ever met him, though?
Yes.
Just speak on the mic there.
Yes.
What's he like, man?
He's lovely. He's dating my sister.
For real?
Okay, we're still swapping a spong. Okay. So, yeah.
What's Zulu?
Hey.
Oh.
There's so many.
Oh, yeah, please lift up your.
Period.
Please lift up your chair. Your chair, yeah.
It's it went up,
down. Yeah, it went down a little bit.
Of course.
How's that, Tata?
Okay, it's up. Okay, it's
Hey, back to Edwin, man. I'm fascinated about Edwin, bro.
You are, bro.
He's in the show.
You think he'll come?
Yeah, we want him on the show.
Let's call him now. Let's call him now.
Let's call him, actually.
Let's call him.
Mina. Yeah. Mina, get up. Guys, you're going to tell us how much are you guys paying me for this?
Call Edwin.
How much are we talking?
Last time you cried.
Wow. This morning.
Whoa.
Just looking at my kids. I'm such a crier.
Yeah.
I cried this morning. It was bad.
Just looking at them, what emotions were they?
I was like, guys, it's suga gute with my kids, you know? Like, I was just happy. It was happy tears. Yeah, so I get emotional when it comes to my kids and how far I've come as a mom with my kids. So every time I'm about to, I just get emotional.
Would you let your daughter date a rich nigga?
Yeah, I'm going to get emotional. Why?
Yeah. So you don't mind if she came home with a blesser?
Yeah, as for no husband, those are like a stella, my 20,000, my 30,000. See for me.
But don't you fear her going through the exact same thing, being controlled, told
no,
you can't make
there must
own
be
money
love.
Just to be
there must
unloved?
Be, no, there must be love. It doesn't mean, guys, we would say, abantu abanemali abanaluthando.
True. So even broke.
What do you mean?
No, abantu abanaluthando.
Do you know that?
Broke. We're not talking about broke. We're talking about like, apartment in Redburg and then Un.
My daughter is not dating. You know, she's not getting married to a guy who's selling apartments.
You broke niggas a nigga in Redburg with an apartment and has a car. We're just talking about a guy, let's say, who's not Edwin Sodi rich, but, you know, a hardworking guy, maybe making 60K a month, you know, average.
That's
middle
okay.
Class.
It's okay. It's okay. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, as long as he can maintain my daughter. Mm. I don't want my daughter coming back home and crying for bags.
Gotcha. Last time you orgasmed?
Ooh, I'm at AMs.
This morning? So you cried and orgasmed today? Damn. You better busy
the
day.
Tears come out here. Tears coming down there. Tears all over. Your maid had a work cut out for her today with all the mopping in the house. Crazy.
I was on my Cyan Bougie era.
But shaven, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Nina, said I'm going to you owe you violent fan.
What's wrong if it's not shaven, dog?
Eh?
What's wrong if it's not shaven?
Well, nothing's wrong if it's not shaven, but if you're going to take a video, better make sure it's shaven.
No, but I didn't say I'm taking a video or whatever.
What did you think when that cyan thing came out?
Yo. You vile.
It could have been you.
What do you mean?
Like, maybe Klubi's got a video?
No.
But rich niggas are like that.
He does not have a video.
That you know of.
The way I can't record, there's a reason he wouldn't want a video. Come on, let's share. Say, never a video, please.
Hey, look. Because Tebuko, did you see what Tebuko said about Cyan Bougie? She said, Cyan should have opened an OnlyFans and get paid because now people are watching all
that. Ah, fine. Tebuko is the one who was posting pictures on OnlyFans, Mos.
Mm.
She wasn't even posting the proper things we want to see on OnlyFans. But she's right. She could have just monetized it.
Hey, he subscribed.
No, come on. She told us.
Oh.
Yeah, she told us. Have you offered, considered
OnlyFans? But you went there and you checked. No.
Even when things are bad, bad.
No, guys.
You don't have to be nude. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I know.
People are just selling pictures.
But what are you posting on OnlyFans?
Like pictures. Like pictures. The same pictures you post on Instagram.
On Instagram.
And just
really?
Monetize.
And send
oh,
you
just
money.
For fans?
Yeah.
Just for
fans. Oh, okay.
So they send money for that.
It's just like people assume that now you're posting like...
Porno. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a misconception.
So I don't like what it comes with.
Even you see this podcast, we could start on OnlyFans and then people could send us money.
Okay, true.
Because with your old... Instagram, even your current Instagram, there are a lot of guys that are probably pleasing themselves and you don't even get paid for that and it's just pictures.
They're pleasing themselves.
But I just don't like...
let's be honest now.
I just don't like the perception it comes with. Like, Londi has an OnlyFans.
The income.
Like, It's not a good look.
Yeah, you're right. It's not on brand. No,
no it's not. Housewives on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting. Like, why? What is she doing?
Last time you were a side chick.
You? I can't recall. I cannot recall. I'm telling you, man.
She's not a relationship. Obviously, she's not going to answer that, but honestly.
Yeah. But I think being a side chick is
I'm
nice.
I'm being honest.
Because you don't get to deal with all the bullshit.
Yes. You see, the bullshit you were dealing with previously at home and stuff, you don't need to deal with that.
Right?
All that is reserved for the main.
Mm.
You just get your things.
Do your thing.
He gets his things.
But do you think that's fulfilling, though?
It's not.
Like, you don't have a man.
But the gram is popping.
Mm. Guys, it's depressing. I can only imagine how it feels. I'm feeling the dummy bella. Ila les fuben sami ibella. I would manage 2 seconds and say, hey, I want to be low mama give again engine. Thank you.
How many relationships do you think Instagram has ruined?
Billions. Instagram is the devil. Mina sengizinga vala ni DM yami, ayisakwazi ukungena DM entsha because there's no way. Also, I've never dated someone ngake ngathola DM yakhe then sa communicate via DM. I've never done that.
So if they shut down Instagram, the dating scene would be a better place, ne?
I think so. Because there's so much pressure. Uzoxabana nemanye akuhamba ubuka Instagram, umunye bamthengele ibag. Uzokhala kakhulu. Why mina yami indoda ingakhona ukuthengela ibag?
And some of them are
bad.
Fake.
It's bad. Many are fake. Uthola ukuthi umuntu uzithengele imbali. My man has never bought me roses. Bona usubona abanye bathola ama roses ku Instagram. There's no need for that thing, guys.
But it's you guys who started it. You know, you're like the original.
But I'm just posting my life. I'm not faking anything. You saw on Housewives. When it went bad, ngakhuluma futhi ukuthi it's bad. Masa kuwrite futhi ngasho ukuthi kuwrite. Mina ngiforce the next, guys.
I love that.
Ngithengele imoto ngaposta futhi. Mabe ngithengele ezithi ngaphinde ngaposta
futhi. I like that consistency. You must be consistent.
Kanti guys, senginayo ke. Exactly. I don't lie about anything, man.
Have you ever had your work done?
No, never.
Nothing, ne?
I want to get my boobs done.
Okay.
Now. Yeah, just je. After the kids, pel. Aba kukwara past, kanta begu outlock.
Yeah.
I want to take them back to outlock.
Ne.
Just the left.
Yeah.
Don't look at my boobs.
No.
I would never do that.
They're still fine. Yeah, but I'm pezulu.
But everything else is all natural.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Natural.
So blessed.
I don't think I ever want to do my body.
Yeah.
You're gorgeous, yeah. Don't do the body, it's cool.
Yeah, man, as you are.
Thank you, guys.
Music!
Yes!
Let's talk about the music!
18 August, I'm dropping a new single.
Yeah.
It's been 4 years and I haven't dropped music of my own.
Shout out.
It's been a long time.
We heard it. It's a slow banger. You know those slow bangers?
Yeah,
yeah, boom slow clap. Burners.
Yeah, slow burner.
Party starter.
Yeah. You got Pori on it, you got Yams.
Yes.
Yams is amazing.
Oh, he's
I wanted to sing this time because my biggest song, I'm just screaming. Ah, yes. Ooh, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I wanted to show people that, you know what? Big Booty Hans can actually sing.
What did you discover first, the booty or the talent of singing? Like
the talent. I initially started my Instagram so I can post videos of myself singing.
Uh-oh.
As soon as I posted, yay, ngathola ama likes, somebody ngathi okay, how to focus la kancane khona ngizothola ama likes na ama followers.
Then you ran with
Mase ngiyabuyela, yeah, uyabona?
It's quite smart.
No,
yeah.
No, but it's easier to sing and then release the booty later. But when you release the booty first,
yeah, I feel like I also was supposed to sing first and then release because now it's hard for people to believe. So
like Nkosazana's daughter.
Yes, you see, you release the talent first. Now she's
then
releasing the booty.
Like,
no, we're still waiting for the booty.
Oh!
She doesn't do those booty pictures, does she?
Oh, now!
Does she?
Now! Oh!
I need to get Instagram, man. Is that kind of...
Because
I also want to mix friend and then Zulu. I think Nkosazana.
Yeah, you see it. Like, so many talented girls, like, who's proper singing.
Yeah.
You should have done that first. Like,
I know, right?
It's the biggest... Because you can sing, but now people know the booty's like...
Now it's like, I have to work 10 times harder now. It's bad.
So for anyone who hasn't heard you sing, like, what kind of... who would you compare your vocal range to?
Oh, wow. I don't like comparing.
Yeah.
But I'd say I'm more of like a swing jazz,
nice.
Afro soul singer. Oh,
beautiful, beautiful.
That's me.
You are a sing jazz, Ella Fitzgerald type of.
Yes, like a sure I know you'd like to have me. I'm that vibe.
Soul,
talk about my future. I'm that vibe.
Ooh,
she hear that? Don't stop, girl. For real.
And I was running up winner UJ Idols, all the campuses, guys. Please, respect my name. Londy London is the name B.
Did Pori hit you up for the single or vice versa?
No, we hit him up with Khadi. We're like, yo, we need a solid comeback.
Yeah.
Give us a beat, you know? Namanji. I've been like, hey, Londy, you want to come record after 6? We're like, no, actually, we want to record.
But that song's gonna be big, man.
Right?
It's gonna be huge.
Nice, like, yeah.
I receive.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
So, are you just doing this song? Are we doing an album? What's going on? Are we touring? What's happening?
I'm working. I'm working. I'm at the studio. Should drop an EP soon, but I should have a follow-up single, then EP.
Yeah. Is it all piano?
So, yeah. I want to do my thing. I want to do my thing so bad. But it's like, are people still going to...
Do your thing. What's music? Do your thing. Nothing worse than doing what everybody else is doing and trying to sound and then failing at it. Right? Fail doing your thing. If you're going to fail, fail doing your thing. If you're going to pop, you're going to pop because
it's
your thing.
Plus, it's on brand now. I can't actually do Afro jazz. I'm a mom. Just relax. Oversized dress. Sing. Then mid-concert. You understand? That's my vibe. That's what I want to do.
Do it.
And we're not DJing anytime soon?
Oh, no, cha. Oh, no. I can DJ at home for my kids. I ain't got the moves, cha.
Hey, it's always awkward when people are looking at us waiting for us to dance, dog, because we're old school DJs, you know?
Performance. Come on.
And then where we at with the dreadlock thing? What the dreadlocks that you're doing? I'm kidding. The braids.
There's no dreadlocks thing. Imagine Linda on my dreads.
No, she's got a braids company.
Londi London braid, the longest braid in Africa.
Yeah.
This is actually the braid that I have on right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's doing well. Last month we sold 79,000
packets. Whoa. That's massive. That's massive, right? Sounds massive.
79. Well, yeah. It's a business.
Every month we do more.
Wow.
Beautiful. It's a lot. Calculate a lot. Packet said 149 rand.
Calculating.
Yes, I'm a calculation. You the calculator.
And you're not just a face, ne?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm also like, Nama shares
49 rand.
Dope. Nice deal.
That's a nice deal.
79,000.
From each sold.
No fucking way.
How much?
3.8 million. 71,000 rands. 3.8 million. 71,000 rands.
Next time when you say that's a start, better get your numbers right.
I thought it said 79. 79,000. Yeah. Who's buying all this stuff?
Don't
be Ivana. She doesn't do no braids and no... Wait a second.
And you still want us to pay to call Eddie? Come on.
Oh, with all this money. With all this money.
With these 1 million subscribers, surely I can get a young... come on, guys. Bills must be paid.
Damn.
Oh, man. Yeah, so
tell us, we're moving, guys.
So where can people get them, man? Beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Man. There's a website on my bio on Instagram. And you can get them at selected Pep stores. You can get them at selected spa stores.
Wow.
You can get them at... There's a list of stores that I posted. China Mall. Yonkindao. Lautenga kon here PC. Here PC amikon. It's everywhere. Cape
it's
Town.
It's so difficult.
Everywhere in SA. It's just Cape Town that's struggling because it's only one supplier that has it.
Yeah.
But it's also in Swaziland, Lesotho.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
But is this legit?
Even
in Venda. But is this legit? Because, you know, we've spoken to so many baddies who always say, I've got this line. I mean, Faith and Kinsey had an agency at some point. Tebuko had those Voba belts, which I've never seen.
Bopa.
Bopa belts.
Yeah, waist trainers, belts.
So this is legit. It's not just...
Is this all you?
Yeah, no. I'm collaborating with China, Joe. You know, Chinese people don't play. Like, they're all about making the money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. We're not going to hear in a few months or weeks, hey, they robbed me, they did
no.
this.
Like you were the face, just an ambassador
no,
and stuff, and they were making the money.
Because we're all about supporting black, so...
Yeah,
know.
I know.
Yeah.
Support black guys. Shout support out. Me.
Yeah.
It's a collaboration with Londi London and Afrotex, and it's doing amazing. So yeah, we're dropping more colors in a month or two. There's going to be pinks and blues for kids, so that's going to be amazing.
All right, cool. Pindugo, anything else you want to ask?
Yeah, man. How come, like, you didn't have a car? You know, because you used to work independently doing your thing on Instagram, influencing and stuff.
Yeah.
So when you said you had to go home and you didn't even have a car, Like, because you've been working, you know, independently. Yeah.
I had my own car and then I got into an accident. Someone bumped me just before I went back to staying in Durban. Oh. So I kind of like relaxed. You know, when you have everything.
In the situation.
Like, Mavwekse no Manula iti Lamborghini. You know, you don't feel the need.
Oh, come on.
You don't. Oh, come on. It's okay. A car is the last thing I need to buy. Yeah, you know, like, you in your head.
This
you're like,
old.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, if I'm going to buy a car, ngizobe sengiyithengela nje, you know? But unfortunately, fortunately, yenzeka lento yenzeka. So it pushed me to actually work harder. Because I was relaxed.
And I like your new man. He's allowing you to do business and work and make your own money.
He is.
But do save in case, because these rich niggas, they have us. No, for legit.
I love this podcast, man. When would we ever sit next to Londy London, bro?
I think I will, like...
Oh, in the club.
I never.
Hey, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
In the club.
But we did at Altitude Beach.
You
came,
I was sitting.
You came to a table. But you weren't sitting there. You just came to say hi.
You and go. But I was allowed to sit.
Yeah, because you're Saul now. You're Saul.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, Saul is Saul.
I mean, I'm
I was with you in Kai FM as well.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing. I don't know about this guy.
Matt! Yo, he's a fucking awesome show that
season.
I'm going to make my ex-wife.
Oh, what
you see when you said you can't date an ex girl?
On his WhatsApp, you have him on WhatsApp.
No. Someone sent it to me. They showed me this one he posted on WhatsApp. That you can't marry an it girl.
Yes, someone
from Durban. He posted you saying you can't marry an it girl. It girls. There's always another nigga with more money. They'll just go. Don't you fucking you go.
Yes.
Like he was using that and other clips that you've said. Yeah, she is a chiller. You must come. Sumi
Zogala. Sumi
Zogala.
See, now we give people right of reply.
So, like, if he sees and, like, then right of reply.
Yes.
Then I have to come back again.
You had your chance.
Leave everything on the table.
Stolen panting,
Boys, let's go. Run them off.
Give me my titties. I was too soft. Give me another chance.
This is the platform to be honest.
I was honest. But I was a bit soft, just in case he comes.
Ah,
I was soft, ne?
Very soft.
Like. Your PR lady says you're too soft.
Yeah. Just in case he comes back, I was soft, just so that the people know.
Ah, so funangi is, man.
Dudu, before we wrap it up, man, Dudu's our producer. What question you got for Londy London?
I think we covered most of the things, but what I would want to ask would take us a bit back to Real Housewives of Durban. So you remember when the show started, you and Lakongo had a relationship. You seemed like you guys were friends.
Yes.
So I've seen that on social media when news broke that you and your ex-fiancé are just separating. I saw the reaction from a lot of people. They kept saying that, I don't know if you saw that. They kept saying that you kind of
were harsh, and
and you guys started out as being friends. So do you want to address that you're still friends?
Yeah.
So do you want to address what exactly transpired for you to actually even seem like you're on the side of the other people that were conspiring against her or who didn't believe that she had a relationship, she had a home, blah, 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 all those things, since you guys were friends?
Okay. Like we said earlier on, edits on the show, right? Okay. They won't show everything. But I believe, I was upset as a friend. Yoguti, she lied to me, right? I was just hurt, you know, because of the lies. But then we spoke about it, and then obviously she didn't tell me all the details. But obviously when you're watching the TV, it's like I betrayed her. But at which point? When I said what, because I was basically just asking the questions. Like, you said this to other people, but you were saying this to me. I feel like if you let me in on the lie as a friend as well, I was going to ride with you. You know what I'm saying? But now you made me look stupid. That's what I was like fighting. Like, no, don't come here and say we friends when you're making me look stupid. Because now as a friend, if you're not going to tell me, go say, hey, Mgani, so but now if you're not gonna tell me and then something else, you know what? I don't even know what's going on. So that's what happened.
Okay, cool. So were you guys friends before the show or did you form a friendship from being a part
we
of the same
We formed a friendship on the show. Okay, and we cool. still good.
You're still
like,
good.
We were literally chatting like yesterday, even this morning. Yeah. So yeah.
All right. Lastly, just about Sane, ne? Did you guys know each other prior to her coming onto Real
Don't know her, still don't know her.
Really? Okay. So everything she was saying, she also read or heard about.
She was just
not
black
that
Twitter.
You guys knew each other.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have files on you, anything?
No. Maybe she does. Angas. But Angas.
Okay, we need to bring her as well.
Yes.
Right of reply.
Right of reply.
Oh, God,
I feel like we must ask this now on the show because, hey, have you ever had interactions with Tavo Pesta?
What's going on? Why?
No, no, yes seems or like, no. Because we're once had someone sit here, Gandhi. With him.
I've never.
Then there was that girl, Lepisi Melani. Yeah, so he used to move around your circle. So.
No, abahlanga nenalo umuntu abambe bayikhot.
Yeah, what?
He didn't swindle you, nothing.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Don't know the guy.
There's so many people popping up who've met him, been with him, been to
Did
his
you
events.
See all the celebrities that took pictures with him as soon as that case.
Exactly.
Wait. What about the industry?
Ah, the industry.
But before we leave, man, shout out to Khati, man. Khati is your PR lady. So we go way back with Khati. She used to help me out when I was just starting the podcast. Remember Khati? Yeah. Yeah, she was on it actually.
Shout out, Khati.
Oh, no wonder you were forcing me to come here today.
So she's family, man. She's family. Give her a mic
you
there.
You have to.
Because we're saying off air that we should do like a round table with PR ladies. Because they see the most, man.
They quell the biggest fires, see the most.
Yeah.
Protect the most guiltiest of people.
What do you think about that, Khati? We should do that, man.
I think we should, but I don't think you should expect so many truths, though.
Mm.
It just depends on what you want out of it.
It's not a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Ah.
You know why? Because, no.
No, there are some things that we can say.
Yeah.
No.
It's just there are things where, ting. It's about deeper than.
Tell me, how do you squash a case as a PR person?
I've never had to squash a case, but I've had to negotiate. Usually I negotiate with the person that's thinking, and I just calm them down. I'm sorry, whatever happened. This is how we can solve it. Let's solve it silently between you and me. Okay. Right. So we need 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, so I can shut the fuck up. Otherwise, I've got the records. I've got this. I can make shit shake. Mm. Especially when they have the paperwork. Yeah, when the paperwork... That's where the problem lies.
Mm.
Yeah, one.
So the Sayan Buji situation could have been avoided.
It could have been avoided just because you need to be a bit more responsible with your brand. I don't know if that's who she is. Like me and Londi have chilled with her once or twice.
Yeah.
And I feel like from what we got out of her, she's a cool, chill.
But what I'm saying, if let's say I'm that nigga, because we don't know who it is, right? Apparently it's Prince KB, but we don't know, right?
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
Just thumb suck
it. Yeah, so let's just say I'm that nigga who recorded it, right? And you are her manager and you know it's about to go out.
Yeah.
Would you be able to squash that, ne?
Yeah, I'd be able to squash it because number one, how do we know it's Prince KB? How can you prove that?
Mm.
A thumb is not enough. Mm. Like it has to be something way more tangible to be pointing fingers at someone.
Mm.
So it's a big allegation to make. It's also a bit of a reckless allegation considering the fact that you can't prove it. Yeah, well, that is very dangerous for your brand.
Mm.
And as a PR person, I would advise you, especially because you can't prove it, then you see the way that she's speaking about Ushubi.
Yeah.
It's things that she can prove.
Of course, yeah.
If Mesungati really found Londi, of course, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, because she can prove those things. You can't speak, can't come to MacG and say 1, 2, 3, because what leg are you standing on? Ukulmela Pesguan. Do you understand?
True.
So you have
see, we
to,
need to have that episode.
You know why? Because they're like lawyers. They're not going to tell you the most guiltiest person they were defending. They won't tell you the truth.
No, we won't. Secrecy not is like their lawyers. Currency. Yeah. No,
clients.
I disagree.
Practitioner confidentiality.
I disagree. I disagree because lawyers genuinely have contracts, but PR people have a digital fax. Like for example, right? When I first started working with Ushava, right? Mm. He used to wear black every single day. He used to wear shoes with MT. They used to share shoes. Like if you have a gig.
Yeah.
Then okay, you wear the shoes today.
Yeah.
And if this one has a kick, they'll
no
share the
way.
Shoes.
That's
you wouldn't know.
A mile in empty
but
shoes.
You just don't know that.
Well, the shit is beating.
Exactly. It's things like
that.
So it's things like that I know because you didn't know.
Wow.
You just saw him on stage, right?
Yeah.
But I knew it because
we need those details.
Yeah. It's like I used to pay for A. Reese's haircuts, like bro, stuff wow. like that. Stuff
are
like
you dropping files.
No, that's not a file.
It's not a file.
I had deep conversations. I wonder
without mentioning names.
Yes.
Don't mention any names. Craziest case you've
yes,
had to
yes, don't mention names.
Don't mention any names, but the craziest one you've had to deal with. Don't mention any names.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I have a craziest.
Yeah.
But I can't think of it right now. I'm not gonna lie. But I've had a lot of crazy moments.
Think of celebrity secrets. Even if they weren't your clients.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Like
craziest.
She'd have
remember,
to say
you're not dropping names.
Yeah, I'd have to say names. It's
or use our names.
Crazy.
Use
Tartos
and P.U.A. Just make up names. I just wanna understand like the kind of shit that you have to go through. You know when you
yeah.
okay. For example, there's a artist.
Yeah.
That would once be so arrogant to not allow his staff to sleep in the same room as him when they were coming up. Stuff like that. Like who would say, make 2 years born, eh? So usol agalele emasofen. You understand? It's like little things like those, like I'll make 2 years born. You show ya kige. So therefore the people that came up with him, mabalele emasofen pansi or whatever. Stuff like
that's
that.
That's mild, man.
That's nothing. It's cold. Man.
Have you worked with someone like maybe who raped someone and you had to cover it up? Because if it comes out, the career's over.
Mm.
You've done that.
Hey.
Well, not someone who has raped, but who has been allegedly accused. Yes. That was probably the toughest come to
do. So what do you do when you find out that it is true, they did rape?
I've never experienced that.
Mm. Okay. It'd be tricky, ne?
Yo, bro, very, especially your lady.
You see, Lenina.
I'm just sitting here. She feels neglected now.
She feels neglected.
I'm sitting here like a viewer. I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh, no, you did
not. Hey, man.
Khati, we love you long time, man.
Love you.
Shout out your business if anybody wants to reach out to you, man.
PR.
Khadi@khadiamedia.com. You can hit me up on my personal page, Khadinas. Yeah. Just drop me a DM.
And what do you do? What do you do? PR?
So I do PR, talent management, and event management. So.
Yeah, these piano cats need talent management, eh?
Yeah, they do. I'm working with a few and yeah, you're right.
Nah.
They need a lot of work.
Okay, it's nice. Big now, bro.
Yeah.
It's huge, man.
I think the problem is that they don't realize how big they are. 100%. And then,
yeah. But it's not their job to. It's your job to realize.
Yeah, it's my job to make you realize.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, beautiful, man.
Love it.
Lundy London, love you long time, man. You
thank
must come
you
back, man.
Wow, it must be that hectic.
Yeah.
Come on, it's just a chat.
Okay.
We appreciate it, man. We out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Oh, man. Lonely.
See, it wasn't so bad.
Don't bring Slubi on the show.
Ah, we're bringing you.
No, we're bringing him. If he wants to come, and he's going to want to come.
He loves clouds. He's going to be so
excited. He does. He's talking to bloggers.
Bring him.
He would even pay you.